Hello and welcome to the Dunk Dynasty podcast. Back again. It's going to be a rapid fire week. We're going to be coming at you almost every day. Some shorter format episodes and then some longer format episodes. Thanks everyone for the support, and we are really keen to rip into it as we near the playoffs. Big day today in the NBA, and I'd like to introduce a few people to talk about it. We've got Trigger Trey, and then we've got Eddie Mack there. How's it going, Trey? What's been happening?
Oh, mate, living the dream as always.
Living the
Nah,
dream.
nothing to change. Just playoff basketball's in the air, eh? Looking forward to it. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited for playoff basketball, and I'm excited to hear what Ethan's been up to. He's been in the wars, bit of a stiff body today.
Yeah, rugby was a bit tough on the weekend. Wore a few hits, got smashed a few times. Did a bit of smashing myself on another couple of grown men. You take it how you will. They did.
This man loves playing with grown men. That's what I've learned.
Well, I mean,
Those
they love playing
beautiful
with
eyes.
me too. Yeah. Stop trying to look at me like that.
Nice dub as well.
And if anyone's here listening from Canterbury region, the DCL Shield is now back at Sydenham, and we're going to hold it for the rest of the year. So if you want to come on, get on down and support the boys, then please do so. Jed will be making his debut this weekend,
No
hopefully.
one knows what the DCL Shield is, bruv.
Bro, it's big
But
time. It's like the playoffs for the NBA, but bigger in rugby in Canterbury. It's massive. It's massive. But
it's like winning the Bledisloe.
but except it's hard.
Is it another name for the rain for the shield or something?
Pretty much for our comp, but you defend it every game, not just home games. Anyway, back on topic, because that was in the weekend. That's big news from the weekend, but big news from today in the NBA. We have the Knicks sneaking all the way up to steal the 2 seed, taking it off the Bucks. Exciting there. And then we also have the Thunder clinching the 1 seed. We're going to be talking about that later. And luckily, P's not here. I actually forgot to mention P's not here, but he will be with us. He'll be back for a few episodes this week. But P's going to be lining up some Thunder blasphemy later on this week, so stay tuned for that. But first of all, we're going to talk about the play-in games. 76ers versus Miami, then Bulls versus Hawks. What do you guys think there?
Well,
Miami come to man, but Joel Embiid's been killing it lately. Hopefully he's healed up from his injury. Looked like he had a bit of a sore, was his ankle or something? And had to go to the locker room, but I think he finished the rest of the game, so hopefully he's all right after that. But Bulls, Hawks, that's a poverty game, isn't it?
It's a
Anyone gonna be
poverty
watching that?
game, but to be fair, play in energies in these two teams' DNA. So I think it will still make an exciting game. Whether those two teams, I don't think they're going to go deep in the playoffs at all. What do you think, Ethan?
Well, isn't the format that whoever wins out of Philly and Heat goes through, and then whoever loses plays the winner of the ninth and tenth seed?
Yeah, so even if they win that first game, they still have to win another one.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. So it's Philly and Heat are going to go straight through anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so what are your two teams you're picking to go through, Trey?
Yeah, Philly and Miami.
Yeah, see, I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball here. I reckon I'm going to go Philly, and then I'm also going to go with the Bulls. I think that second game, the Bulls might sneak one past the Heat. Probably not going to happen, but I'd love to see it. Fun fact for you guys, second most overtime games in the season, that's the Bulls this year. So, when it comes down to it, they know how to at least be
Well,
in competitive games near the end. I think they had a pretty good record.
I was gonna say, what's the record on overtime?
What was their record? Did they win today? No, they lost today. So they were 7-4 in overtime, which is way better than their win percentage not in overtime. So when it's a close game,
That makes sense.
I know. They don't know how to play 48 minutes of basketball. They know how to play 53. So,
DeRozan
yeah. DeRozan's just chasing that all-time stuff. Any more thoughts on that? So, Ethan,
Well, Dante DiVincenzo played 53 minutes today. And just to secure that second seed, I mean, a bit ridiculous, glad to see it. He's played well this year. He's a sneaky one for most improved. Dante, I think.
Yeah, the Villanova.
Is that in the plan?
The Knicks aren't in the plan, bro. The Villanova Knicks. It'd be nice to see them.
And they've dropped a few seeds in this last game.
Jesus Christ. So obviously winner of that first game, Sixers, Miami, will play against the Knicks. So for the 76ers, that's you back that. You rate that. Like, if they can get out of that, Knicks Philly would be a great series.
No, it won't.
Who's gonna win that?
No, it won't. Philly will beat them in five with Embiid, and I don't even think it'll be close.
Tough. What do you reckon, Trey?
No, just the Knicks are lacking so much size on Embiid. Well, you're gonna have Isaiah Hartenstein guarding Embiid. Okay. 50 or not.
Yeah, but you've got Josh Hart grabbing board, so there's a little bit of redemption there, surely.
It's just that, man, I hate Embiid's play style, but man, I don't know. I think he's just gonna be too good for the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, I hope he can, you know, he's been balling lately. Hopefully, you know, he doesn't disappear in the playoffs, because we don't need to see it. We don't need to see these stars disappearing in the playoffs. You know, we like to see them come out to play.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'll be a good series, that's for sure.
Following question, before we move on, of the four teams in the Eastern plan, who do you reckon can make the deepest run? I think I'm leaning 76ers. Are you guys both on board with that, or you got a dark horse like the Chicago Bulls?
Miami.
Miami.
Never count out the Miami Heat.
You reckon? Yeah.
I could see them making the second round. Just they're weird. They're the best coach in the league.
If they lose to the Sixers, you could see them beating the Celtics.
I could see them giving the Celtics a run for their money, but not beating them, no.
Okay. What about you, Ethan?
I think Philly's going to the finals, mate, if they get through. This is what happening.
Bold call.
Holy.
Are you willing to put something on that, or?
Mate, fuck. If we're going to do $20 on these picks, I'll put $20, $50, whatever it is. How are you going to stop Embiid? Not going to fucking happen. Philly to the final.
Not call fouls and you'll stop.
Yeah, but I think the thing about the Sixers, there's so many teams that when it comes to the playoffs, they've just traditionally not played well against them. Like, I'd say last year they could have beat the Celtics.
They've got a better coach.
Yeah. And but they don't match up well against the Bucks. I favor the Bucks in that series. I feel like Dame is going to be a bit of a difference this year. But anyway, moving on.
The Bucks have been so bad lately, though.
Yeah. We'll come back to the Bucks. But what about the West plan? What are we thinking there? We've got New Orleans Pelicans versus the Lakers for that 7-8 play-in game. And then we've got the Sacramento Kings versus the Warriors. Who we got in that first game, New Orleans Lakers?
I reckon the Pelicans, you know, they lost today, and they're going to come back with, you know, wanting to win. I'll take Pelicans.
You're taking Pelicans in the first game? What about you, Ethan?
I'm also going Pelicans, yeah, over the Lakers.
I feel like you can't count out LeBron in the playoffs. I'm gonna put P's words of wisdom in here. I'm going to go, give me Bron, give me the Lakers.
Yeah, but I'm not going to count out LeBron and the Lakers, but it's, you know, they just lost today. The Pelicans really wanted to win and they lost. They're going to come back whenever when's the first playing game?
The first playing game, I believe, yes. The 16th here, so that's what? Oh, no, that's wrong. Wednesday.
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. So
Wednesday, yeah.
2 days.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're gonna be hungry. They don't want to play another game, or would it? Do they have to play another game?
Yeah. No, only if they lose. But it is it's a Pelicans home game, so I guess that's something to go in their favor.
Mm.
Yeah, I just with the way the Pelicans go, to be fair, I like the Pelicans with Zion running more of a point guard kind of setup and getting all the others involved. It'll just all depend on, I guess, which team can deliver well in the day. I think the Lakers have got way more players that they can call on. Like Anthony Davis is going to be getting a heavy workload. Austin Reeves, he was sensational in the playoffs last year. Rui's been off and on, but he's kind of shown a bit of a ability to get some buckets. So yeah, I think the Lakers have more talent and look better when it's going best, but we'll see. We'll see. What about our Sacramento Warriors?
Sacramento, man, they are flopped, man. If they like lose, if they don't make it into the playoffs, man, big off season. Big off season incoming.
I see Golden State winning it against the Kings. And then I see Golden State playing the Lakers for the final playing spot, a final playoff spot, and Golden State taking that.
Interesting.
It's so tough, bro, because any of these teams can, like, especially in the West, no team is guaranteed to make it in.
Yeah, there's a scenario where the Lakers and Warriors, LeBron and Steph, are at home and not playing come playoff time. That is crazy. That is the most mind-blowing thing. I think I can't wait for the Warriors to win against the Kings and then Draymond Green to make a podcast saying they could win the finals. And it is going to be so funny to watch because
Me and
he.
Steph sat down. Man, we're gonna win
Yeah,
it.
if there's any player that drinks his own Kool-Aid, or the player that drinks the most of their own Kool-Aid, it is Draymond Green.
So the last time that we've seen the playoffs without LeBron and Steph would be what, 2004?
What, without either of them?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
probably
probably.
back, but yeah, maybe the year after, I think.
LeBron's rookie season, maybe.
Yeah, LeBron's rookie season was the only, well, the last time. So, what, Trey, how old were you back then? Two or three?
Little sprout,
Little
little 1 year old.
scrub.
Oh, two maybe. I don't
You don't know how old you are?
Anyway, it's a fucking long time. At the end of the day, it is a fucking long time.
Wait,
So,
how old were you then, Ethan? Or 5 year old?
no, I would have been three.
You count?
I was born in 2001, you knob.
There's Dusty. Of these teams, which team's going to go the furthest?
Pelicans.
Pelicans? I reckon the
I
Lakers.
don't see either of these teams making it past the first round, but the team
Yeah.
forcing the most games, probably the Pelicans.
Nah, all these sides are going to get kicked out in the first round, so it doesn't actually fucking matter.
To be fair, in the West, stranger things could happen. Like, to be fair, you do not want that. You almost don't want to win the seventh seeded game, the seven and eight seed game, because you'll be matching up against the Nuggets.
Yeah, you like literally don't want to win that.
That's why the Pelicans
Yeah,
need.
I'd much prefer to play the Thunder.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
I'm a hardcore Thunder fan, but I would agree. Like, there's something about a tried and true championship team that's pretty much in pretty good form. That I feel like you just don't want to see in the first round. Sacramento, I would say Sacramento Nuggets would be a good series though.
I'd say a sweep there, to be honest.
Yeah, that'd be over in four easy. What do
Do you guys back the
mean?
Kings that much?
I'm not backing the
No,
Kings at
so the
all.
only matchup I see, the only matchup that the Nuggets are going to have struggle with is the Lakers. Just because they
Damon.
can't match up size wise.
That
But,
what
and
like
then you look at
of all the teams,
the Nuggets beat the
AD.
Warriors in five, they beat the Kings in four, and they beat the Pelicans in five. The Lakers would go to six or seven.
The AD would be the best player to match up against Jokic out of any of these players.
We've seen this last
It
season.
didn't go well last year, but
Yeah,
he
it's
was
all good. And then
limited.
who's going to guard LeBron?
Michael Porter Jr.,
Jokic
Aaron Gordon.
just not exactly. Like what
We've seen this last year, Ethan. What happened? Come on, mate.
yeah, who's gonna go LeBron? I don't know, Father Time.
Who's going to go Jokic? AD's gonna try it.
Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. They might even, yeah, I don't know, yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. But yeah. So moving on then. Assuming, so we're voting for this one, we're voting Lakers to win the first game or New Orleans? You guys went New Orleans, is that right?
Yeah,
Pelicans.
Yeah. So Pelicans versus, oh, we'll go, actually, I'll pull up the standings. We'll go through these team by team. We'll start off in the West, and we'll talk about the matchups and pick our favorites and all that kind of stuff. So OKC, number one seed. They snuck in and got that today. Yeah, very young team, very inexperienced team. Going to be interesting in the playoffs. Assuming that the Lakers win the first game, you guys have the Pelicans. Oh, the Pelicans win the first game. You reckon the Lakers will win the second game? So you reckon it'll be Thunder Lakers first round? Is that what we're saying?
I said Warriors, but if
You
you want to
reckon
go
Warriors?
Lakers, that's
What do
fine.
you reckon, Trey?
Man, that the Lakers and the Warriors have been going at it. Like, all their games were pretty close this year, so it's 50-50 for me. I'm not mad at either one. So you put the Lakers in, or you could put the Warriors in. I'm not mad at either of those.
I'll go the Lakers. By the way, got to show some love to the Golden State Warriors. 10 games above 500 as the 10th seed. 10 games above 500 as the 10th seed. That is
And they
crazy.
were struggling a while back there, too, when they didn't have Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Or Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first round series Thunder Lakers, what do we see happening there?
Ah.
I've got Thunder in six.
Nah, see, Jed, see, I think if Thunder match up against the Lakers, I have the Lakers
Yeah, the Lakers.
taking it.
Do you think AD is going to be too dominant? Because Shai will be the best player on the court. I reckon we could agree on that.
Yeah, but like, Chet was saying, how does like 82 games was incredibly hard. Each playoff game was like playing two regular season games in one. Just like the intensity and stuff. Is he gonna be able to last six, seven games at playing, guarding AD and all that, but oh, I don't know. I reckon the Thunder could do it. Thunder could do it. The Lakers could do it. I'd like to see the odds on who would win the series.
So you reckon
I'd
the
like to
series is going to come down to Chet and his durability? Like, I think he's going to hold his own defensively. I think the one thing that worries me the most about Chet is I think what he loses most when he's tired and when he's fatigued and progressively fatigued over the course of the season is his scoring. He's not as aggressive on the scoring yet. I think he's a really good defender, holds his defense. Like, there's no easy shot in the paint when Chet's there. Like, you can bully him a little bit, but he's so good at like getting the right positioning to get up and contest the shot. I feel like the one thing, the biggest worry is definitely going to be on the offense side. But with like Shai, Josh Giddey, kind of bit of a resurgence lately, Jalen Williams, Dort, I think you've got enough on offense there to cover those bases. What do you guys think? Who do you think is going to be the key player in this series?
AD needs, he needs to clarify that he's a superstar. And he needs to, 2020, when they last won the championship, everyone since then's been like, AD's taken a seat back. He's not been the number one player when he needs to step up. So I think it's on AD. And he needs to take the throne from LeBron pretty much.
So you reckon the series comes down to AD?
Yeah.
Rui Hachimura is 100% going to be the X factor for the Lakers in that series.
Yeah. Interesting call. But what side,
Well, just
what part of his game?
it's hard to D up on that dude because he's massively unorthodox, and he's also got what is he 6'9", 6'10", and he can shoot the ball at a decent clip. Defensively, it's probably a little bit. Hey?
You know where his eyes are looking whenever he gets the balls in his hand, eh?
Yeah, at the hoop.
at the hoop, just
Yeah, but I just think, yeah, but that's all he needs to do in the playoffs with LeBron. He just needs to score the bucket, and I just think that he brings that to the Lakers with LeBron and AD. I think he's the X factor.
That little mid-range, eh? Doesn't miss. He's like Sean Livingston.
So how he performs on offense is what you're saying is going to be the key driver on
Yeah, because then it takes a lot of pressure off AD and LeBron and D'Angelo to actually score.
See, I just don't reckon that's enough to beat the Thunder, though. Like, Rui's good, but in my mind, if AD's not fronting up, like, it doesn't really matter what the fuck Rui does.
Yeah, to be fair with you, I'm not worried about AD.
You reckon he's going to do him? You reckon he's good?
Yeah.
So you, who do you have in the
Yep. Yep, shaking your head.
AD's, yeah, I don't know. Just AD's going to be fine. Like, I'm not worried about AD at all. He's going to average 30 and 12 all series. Not worried about that. LeBron's going to get 25, 7 and 7 all series. That's about the rest.
So you got Lakers?
I think Lakers will take the Thunder if they play in the first round.
Damn, but cool. Trey?
Oh, man. I'm not mad either way.
It is a tough draw for the Thunder. I reckon of all the teams playing, that is the team that I reckon they'd comfortably handle Golden State. Like, Golden State's real high ceiling, but like the Thunder are just so young, energetic. They move the ball well. So many players who can score. I just don't reckon there's much the Warriors can do to combat that. The Lakers, they can slow the game down and they can really beat you up. And like, AD's really dominant, and they've got a number of players who can step up. So, yeah, tough draw for the Thunder. We'll boost through a few of these next ones. Otherwise, we'll be here for Africa. Up oh, here for Africa. Here.
Well, would you? Well, interesting.
It doesn't really make sense, does it? We'll be here till the end of the bloody night. The next one will be the Nuggets versus, likely, you guys said, the
Pelicans.
Pelicans.
So what we all agree that that's going to be a pretty heavily favoured series for the Nuggets.
Oh, I could potentially see six games at the most.
Yeah.
Six. Yeah. I can see the Pelicans putting it together for a couple and actually looking really decent, but they're just, you're not going to get up over that team. It'll be over in six at the most, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. There's probably not much we need to talk about there. Like, defending champs, really good team. Really good to close out the season when Jamal's healthy. That would be the only thing. If Jamal Murray's healthy, it's
negative. The one thing actually to touch on there would just be to see Michael Porter Jr. take a step in the playoffs as well. Just to actually really, he showed a little bit during the season that actually he's the player that people think he is. I just want to see it in the playoffs as well. I'm continuing to actually ball out a bit.
I want to see the bench, like, do something.
I want to see, like, what PJ Watson's got in his bag. I want to see what Christian Braun or Brown's going to bring to the table. Because the Nuggets, for them to win championship, one of these role players is going to have to step up and do what Bruce Brown did last year.
Yeah, it's, you know, Payton Watson, he needs more than 6 points a game. That's what I think. He's a bloody good defender, though. He plays hard. Yeah, I know he's a rookie and all that, but yeah, need to see one of them step up on the bench.
Yeah. Next up, we have, so this is like a confirmed one. So this is not needing a result in the play-in. We have Minnesota Phoenix. Now, this one is interesting. All the series in the first round for the West are interesting, but initial thoughts, Ethan, what do you reckon?
Is Cat playing?
He is playing. Yeah, did he play today? He might have played today, actually. So he's back.
He's still going to be a bit rusty, though. And I don't like Phoenix. I hate Phoenix, to be fair. Devin Booker, Beal, just hate them. Even have a dislike for KD. But it's so hard to look past Phoenix and them. I just don't think they'll lose that series. I just, Rudy Gobert is just such a mismatch if he comes out and has to guard KD or somebody up top. Like, because they can just put Gordon on as always a good shooter and take Nurk off and put KD at the center if they really need to. I don't see T-Wolves winning that series. I think
late game liability, eh? Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, the worst
Cat's
team.
Cat's rusty. Oh. I see. I see the Phoenix winning it.
Carl Anthony Towns did play today. 5 fouls, negative 18, plus minus 10 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. In a game against the Phoenix Suns, where the Phoenix Suns came out and absolutely popped them. But in all fairness, in this game, it does look like the Suns really wanted to win this, which, you know, does make sense considering where they were seated. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. I back the Suns. I want the Suns to win.
Bro, Bradley Beal's actually been playing good lately too. So this, he could be the he's the difference maker. Like, you know, Devin Booker's gonna ball. KD's gonna ball. Bradley Beal, he has been playing good lately, and when he plays good, they win.
So it's interesting because you're talking about Bradley Beal as if he isn't a superstar.
Oh, he's not a superstar. He's a star, but he ain't no superstar.
But like, you know, he is
as close a superstar as you can get without being one.
Okay, who do you class? Do you class Paul George as a superstar?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Do you class Donovan Mitchell as a superstar?
No.
Interesting. So you reckon Bradley Beal is better than Donovan Mitchell?
Interesting.
He's Mitchell hasn't been around as
long. He hasn't been around as long as Beal, but over like the course of Beal's career, he's had a better career as to date. To Donovan Mitchell. I'm not saying Mitchell doesn't go ahead of him, but currently Beal's better player.
Interesting.
Maybe not this season in as total, but like as overall.
Yeah, interesting.
Bradley Beal is going to be the difference maker for the Suns. He plays shit, they lose. He plays good, they win. His field goal percentage has actually been pretty good. Is he close to 50-40-90? The free throws might not be there, but I know he's 50 from the field and 40 from three. So, hey,
good game today. 36 points today. Moving on to the next one. We've got the 4-5 game, which is the Clippers versus the Mavs. Now, this is going to be this series. I reckon this is going 7 games. What do you guys got?
It's arguably going to be the best series of the entire playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so good. Yeah,
I'm so excited to see this shit. Doncic and Irving have put it together the last few weeks. You know, Washington's balling, Gafford's balling, solid as for Dallas and what they've got going. But then the Clippers, with Westbrook back, look like a completely different team. Harden's doing anything. Kawhi's going to be back and healthy again. Paul George, all of those geezers, they're just going to look so good, so solid, and I'm so excited to see it happening.
You know the Mavs are 17-2. With Gafford starting at center.
So 17-2.
17-2.
That's crazy. Let's just hope that neither team collapses. Because I feel like of all the teams in the West for the playoffs, these are the two teams that have the biggest potential for a collapse, just to lose their identity, to go away from what's made them good. Both teams have done it in the regular season. Both teams have been really hot at points. Both teams have been really cold at points. Both teams got finals level potential, but they let it elude them sometimes.
I disagree. The Mavericks don't have finals level potential. I don't agree with that. I think the Clippers do. I don't think the Mavericks do. I think the Mavericks are still missing something. I don't know what it is, but they're still missing something. Whether it's
a champion on their team. The Clippers don't.
What? The Clippers.
What do you mean? The Clippers have one of the. Clippers have two Finals MVP on their team. What are you talking? They've also have two MVPs
That's true. I forgot about Kawhi.
You know who's not going to forget about Kawhi? The Mavericks.
That's crazy. They might not.
Yeah. So, what do we reckon? This is not what I think is going to happen. This is what I want. I want the Clippers to win in 7. I want Russell Westbrook to get triple-double. And I want it to be historic. That's what I want.
Because it'll be 200,
I
want
to eat your word because you were not a fan of the Mavericks a couple of weeks ago.
I'm not a fan of the Mavericks at all. It annoys the hell out of me when a team is shit like for a stretch and then they win like 10 games in a row and everyone's like, oh my God, these guys are the greatest team. And then they lose a bunch of games in a row again and then everyone's like, oh my God, they're great when they win heaps of games. Like, just be a little bit more consistent. I'm not saying you have to be perfectly consistent and win every single game. I'm just saying, like, don't follow up a 9-1 stretch or a 10-2 stretch with a 5-5. That's what I'm saying. Just like, if you're going to have a lull, make it shorter, you know? Not make it shorter. Just
Well,
don't, just don't, just
we'll
don't.
soon see come next week when it's playoff time.
Now we get to see it in the playoffs. Okay. We spent a bit of time on the West. We'll move on to the East.
Yeah, well, it's because we're not going to spend very long in the East, mate.
To be fair, I don't actually care about the Eastern Conference. I can't wait till the NBA, hopefully one day, changes to top 16 seeds make the playoffs. Because
No,
then
they can't, because then there'd be 15 in the West.
that's why they should do it. That is why they should do it. Okay.
You're gonna feel bad for the teams that have to travel so much.
So we'll go. So first round, I think we're gonna assume that the 76ers are gonna win the first game, so they'll be the seventh seed. Heat, I think, is what the consensus was for that second game. So Boston, Miami. I reckon this is a six game series. I reckon Celtics handle it pretty tidily, but the Heat, if they, I chose the Bulls by the way, but I reckon if the Heat, if they're in there, they're scrappy team. They'll get two games.
I could see them grabbing two games, but not. I don't. I hope they win, but I don't see them grabbing more than two games. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that it can go either way with the Heat, because the Celtics, we've seen them this year look sensationally good. We've seen them in the playoffs before, and we've seen them against Miami before. I don't know. I just think it, Oregon is going to go to seven, and I think Boston will take it because it'll be in the Garden. But
We're all preying
oh.
on the Celtic downfall, aren't
Yeah,
we?
I think so. You wanted to make the most people happy in the first round. Although, actually, to be fair, a conference finals collapse or an NBA finals collapse of the Celtics would be almost more enjoyable.
Yeah, the Celtics making the finals and playing, I don't know, the Nuggets or something and losing a four would just make my day.
Yeah, I reckon best case scenario that the Celtics lose to the Thunder in the finals and Deuce goes, Shai's my hero. And I reckon that would be enough for me to happily live a
I just want to
my
say Tatum never won a ring, eh? But
Yeah.
the team he's get, the
Bro,
team he gets around him.
the team that he gets to play on is just absolutely insane. Like,
Oh, fuck. This guy never wins a ring, but I never want to hear about this Jack Coat fella ever again. Tatum's a goat.
oh, did you see
Oh.
that one where he said that that he would take Tatum over Jordan in a first to 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
The guy
like,
was like, what happens if Jordan gets the ball? Oh, Tatum 11-4.
yeah, what the hell? This guy, he has to, I don't think he's kidding. That's the worst part. I don't think he's kidding, it's sad. We think the Celtics are winning. I think that's fair to say, and I don't think the odds makers will be too upset with us about that. But any parting words before we move on to the next one?
Yeah, fuck the
Yeah, I was gonna say fuck Tatum. What about you, Ethan?
Celtics.
I don't know what
Agreed.
I hate more, Phoenix or Celtics.
Phoenix.
Celtics. It's got to be the
Yeah, me and Trey will answer that
Celtics.
for you. It is the Celtics.
Nah, see, the thing is, like, I Devin Booker and Tatum I have here, and then I
Yeah.
just include Drew Holiday, Derek White, Porzingis,
You don't like
Jaylen
Drew
Brown,
Holiday.
and I'm all the way up here.
You don't like Drew Holiday.
I
I
just,
don't
if you put the
understand.
Celtic jersey on, I hate you. That's just how it is.
Well, then
I
your
don't
answer is the
understand.
Celtics, then. If it's that simple, if you can hate Drew Holiday, your answer is the
Yeah, true. Yeah, there you go. The Celtics.
I don't understand how the Celtics have that much money that they can pay Drew Holiday another
Yeah,
140.
I don't know how it works. The Wizards are just sitting there being like, what? Moving on, the Knicks.
It's a bit out of left field, that is.
Right, no, I'm being serious. It's like even the Bulls like throwing money at, but to be fair, they've probably just spent their money a lot better than these other teams. That's and they've got like the exceptions right and all that kind of all that fancy nuanced stuff. Moving on, Knicks versus the Philadelphia 76ers. What do we think?
Philly.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
I think that's going in five. Philly in five. If Embiid's healthy, with Maxi, Tobias Harris, and even Buddy Hield off the bench, Oubre, just Philly in five.
I reckon this is going to be the second best series of the playoffs, of the first round. I reckon it's going seven. I reckon it's going seven. New York has so much depth. Brunson, I feel like he's the kind of guy who steps his game up in the playoffs. And just so many good defensive players. And they're used to all playing 40 minutes a game already. So, when their transition to the playoffs is going to be a lot easier than the Sixers. I think key for the Sixers, if they win the play-in game, take their momentum, win the first game of the series, and it could flip. But I reckon seven. What do you guys think about that?
Philly in five.
Man, this is another one where I don't know. They could go either way. There's a lot of series.
If you keep throwing out, I don't knows, man, you might as well just fucking not even answer the question.
Yeah. Put some hair on your balls and make a fucking statement.
Hey?
Billy, fuck the Knicks. I'm not the fans.
Oh, that is
nothing worse than a Knicks fan, man. That
has to get clipped for a TikTok right there. That is hilarious. Philly, fuck the Knicks. I've noticed that the swearing has stepped it up a huge notch since P's not been here to mediate us. So let's,
shut the fuck up and get on with it.
Hey, I'm doing my best. It's like your hairline. Yeah. Oh, to be fair, your hairline's not even trying. At least I'm trying. Yeah, go on, clap it back to me.
Yeah, pull the hair
on your eyebrows than you have on top of your
head. Pull the head off.
Yeah. Eyebrows or eyebrow?
Yeah, true. They are connected.
Yeah, go on, get it right. Make a statement, get it right. Useless. Moving on to the next one then, because, the East is not the most exciting place. Milwaukee Bucks versus the Indiana Pacers. Now, before you guys say, remember, the Pacers went 4-1. Yeah, 4-1. Five games they played against each other this year because of the play-in tournament. The Pacers went 4-1 against the Bucks. What do we think?
Okay. I want the Pacers to win because I want to see Doc Rivers get fired. Eh? They went 30-13 with Adrian Griffin and then went negative after him.
I think the Pacers are going to win it anyway. It's going to go to seven.
The championship.
I think the Pacers will win it. No, win the series.
Oh, the championship. Ethan, sorry, have anyone heard that? Ethan just said that the Pacers would win the championship. And Obi Toffin is getting finals MVP.
Oh, yeah, I said that. That's what I said.
And Pascal
bloody Delaware Mad Ants.
Yeah.
Nah, see, for example, TJ Warren is going to get waived, and then he's going to sign back with the Pacers, and he's going to win finals MVP.
Bubble Warren is making a return to the Pacers.
Is TJ Warren even in the NBA?
Yeah, he plays for the Timberwolves.
Plays for the T-Wolves.
Trey, come on, be better. Trey's buying the Pascal Siakam stock. You're a bit of an Obi Toppin man yourself, Ethan.
Shut up.
Are you taking TJ McConnell and the boys, or are you riding with the Bucks?
I'm taking the Pacers in seven.
Okay, I'm taking the Bucks. I think Giannis is going to dominate, and I think Damian Lillard's actually, he's going to go well. So, yeah. To be fair, every time I think about the Bucks, I just think, why the fuck do they pay Chris Middleton that much money, and why'd they handbrake themselves as much as they have? They've made so many questionable decisions, and they're throwing away what could have been a completely different Giannis legacy. Any additional?
Yeah. This is another one where I don't know.
We don't pay you. We don't pay you. Trey, we don't pay you to sit there and say, I don't know.
Hold on. Like, Trey gets paid?
We can talk about it afterwards.
This ain't we're the Millers, mate. Okay. You're Kenny.
Yeah. If we had to evaluate it, you are Kenny. I'm Gina Manners.
No, dude, you're that fella that that chick gets with. No regrets.
Oh,
No
yeah.
regrets, bro.
The guy who looks like a $2 store Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Anyways,
Pulled the other day. Anyways,
but I
looking at
think the
that.
Bucks will win, but I sort of hope the Pacers win just so Doc Rivers gets fired.
But like we could also I want to see the Bucks. Oh. To be fair, how good would it be if the Bucks lost 3-1 in the finals? Like you've got to think, try as much as the first round exit stings, it's so much better when it's later on the playoffs and it's on a like a higher stage.
Nah, see, the best part about that, Jed, is if they lose three, if they're down, if they're up 3-1 against the Pacers and end up losing that in the first round, would be way better.
Yeah.
Just any 3-1 lead that Doc Rivers has would be great to see.
How crack up would it be if they were up 3-1, they won in 7 in the first round. Next series they're up 3-1, they win in 6. Next series after that, they're up 3-1, they lose. Like, you know?
Okay, moving on.
Hypothetically,
Just toying with people's hopes a wee bit. Okay, I would be quite fascinated that. I don't know about these guys, but
okay, so the Magic are playing the Cavs.
okay, didn't realize you were hosting.
Poverty Bowl.
To be fair, this is a series where I want a team to lose as well.
You only want the Cavs to lose because you hate Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, and I want it to be warranted.
Don't know if I can see the Cavs losing this one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Paolo shoot too many shots with a bad field goal percentage, you know,
But the yeah.
and it's a shoot better.
To be fair, yeah, the South the Cavs should be a heavy favorite in this series. No lie.
Yeah, and the Magic are still young as well. This, I think, is we
Yeah,
do
they got
forget
heaps of
that.
years.
They'll be fine. They'll be out first round against Cavs, I think probably in 6, and then yeah, we'll move on.
How fun would this be if it's a 7-game series and it comes down to who can miss more shots, Pablo Banchero or Donovan Mitchell? Now that would be
It'd
fun.
be close.
I'd buy
It would be
tickets
close.
there.
Donovan's actually upped his field goal percentage lately, so I'd probably almost give it to
But law of
Parler.
averages. Donovan Mitchell's getting ready for how many shots he's going to miss in the playoffs. That's why he's upped his averages.
Mate, he might need to take some tips from Scoot Henderson.
Yeah. I reckon Donovan Mitchell with goggles. I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the two of them.
Jesus.
Yeah, as you can see tonight, clearly all of our intelligence lies with the P-man. So yeah, we're a little bit off topic at times, but yeah, I'm sure he'll bring his sparkle back to us at some point. Anyway, who are we picking in
Hopefully.
this? Who are we pick? Hopefully.
Oh,
You
shit.
are my sunshine.
Hey,
Me, you are our sunshine. Come back to us, baby.
shout out LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron James.
No, LeBron, the
Did
Instagram
you guys hear that
page. And
when LeBron was with Abraham Lincoln and he told him not to get in the car?
yeah.
I didn't realize he'd been around for that long, man.
I
The
think
wisdom that guy
you got
takes.
I think you got the
The
wrong president.
wisdom.
I think you got the wrong president. You mean JFK?
JFK.
Yeah, but Lincoln got in the car to go to the fucking theater, didn't he?
I don't know. Shit.
Don't
What
know,
did
then
he,
he
do you think he
that
just
was.
walked? Maybe I'm an idiot. No, I thought he took horse and
What
carriage.
does this have to do with the Cavs Magic series?
Because no, Trey, the reason why we're talking about is because this is probably the only interesting thing that happened in Washington.
Damn, that's crazy. Did they ever find out who the shooter was? Probably
It
Scary.
was
Yeah,
Scoot
well, I'll
Henderson.
tell you right now, it wasn't anyone on the Wizards, mate. It
No, it
was
was.
Steph Curry. Hey, Corey Kispert could have killed him.
No, if you think Corey
No,
Kispert.
because the person actually made the shot. Wizards can't make the shot. Anyway.
Oh.
Damn, anyone on the Clippers make it apart from Kawhi?
Yeah, PG.
Don't forget about
PG
Westbrook.
saw the backboard.
Playoff P is making a return.
Way off P.
Way off beef.
Pandemic P.
Yeah.
So that pretty much wraps up our. Oh wait, who are we picking? I'm going Magic, just purely because I want it
Cavs.
Yeah, Cavs are strong.
Cavs, but I wouldn't mind the blow up from. I wouldn't mind to see a few blow ups this off season, though. A few teams just blowing it up. You'd love to see it.
Yeah, a few teams to go to the bottom of the scrap heap, hopefully falling
Celtics,
somewhere.
hopefully.
Yeah.
And I've created probably one of the greatest trivias of all time. So the trivia here, I hope you're prepared. It's who scored a 50-point game in the NBA currently. So we'll do one for one. You're
Oh
just going to
my God, find
name the
something simple.
players. And I've got a couple of bonus point people. So players from each team all the way down. So I want to have, and if they put, if so on a current team, if they haven't had a 50-point game from any of the active roster players, you're just going to name the person who's had the highest score on that team. And it's a bonus point pretty much if you can get that.
Or should I do my one? I think mine's a little bit better than yours. My trivia that I wrote out.
Jesus Christ, Jack. Shut up. Just do it. This is a great one. I want to see how many you get.
Oh no, no way.
He's joining for the trivia.
No fucking way. P.
No way he's joining for the trivia.
P,
This is
we
insane timing.
this is Ethan just introduced
The
the trivia.
trivia. I just done the
Like,
trivia introduction.
I'm here. I'm here to get my points, bro.
But
I heard it.
so
I heard my the ears, bro. My ears said it's time. It's time for
Unfortunately,
go time.
okay. Unfortunately, because as I'm hosting today, we're running low on time, so there's no time for Ethan to re-explain the rules.
It's all good, man. Let's go. Let's go. Let's really let's go. I don't need no rules. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Okay, hold on. I just got to add P to the list here. Okay, so I'll just re-explain it real quick. So you got to
What?
name. Shut up, Jed. You got to name players who have scored 50 points. Currently in the NBA, active players, and then whoever's, and then you've got to name players on current sides that haven't had a 50 but have the highest score out of the active roster for that team. For example, let's like for the let's say the Mavericks didn't have Doncic or Irving, you've got to name the highest scoring player on that team, other
All
than
right.
those two kind of thing. Cool. So we'll start off. We'll just go one for one. We'll start with Trey, then go Jed, then go P, and just name one. We'll cross it off. And there's some bonus points in there. So I'll let you know if you get some.
Steph Curry.
I'm going
No.
LeBron.
Anthony Davis. Davis, what the fuck?
Carpenter Towns.
Okay, hold on. Down.
Dame.
Anthony Edwards.
Giannis.
Oh, me. Donovan Mitchell.
Jalen Brunson.
Joel Embiid.
Oh, Luka Doncic.
Malachi Flynn.
Bradley Beal.
Hold on a minute. I didn't add this bonus point for P.
Oh.
Oh, no. How's the bonus point? He's got 50.
Yeah, but it was a bonus point player. Just in a regular one. Just one out of the blue.
Okay, Eric. Not Eric. Well, yeah, Eric Gordon.
Congrats, Jed.
No bonus point on that one?
There is a bonus point on that one. Sweet.
Jason Tatum.
Actually, P's go.
Oh, Sadiq Bey.
Oh, shit.
Big Bay, yeah. Spectacular. Bonus point for P. Tatum,
Caris
you going with
LeVert.
Tatum, Trey?
Not Caris
Karis
LeVert.
LeVert, that's a great one. That's a great one. That's a
Ooh.
bonus point for Trey.
Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, that's another great one from Jed.
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, yep.
Shit. Russell Westbrook.
Ooh. So this one I'm going for highest player. Highest points on the active roster for the Thunder, and I'm going to go Gordon Hayward.
Yep, correct. And do you know, can you have a stab at how much? It's an extra point.
46.
Unfortunately not, but you still get 2 points
47.
there, Jed.
What is it?
People are not going to guess. There you go.
Kevin
It's
Durant.
40, it's 44. Katie, lovely.
Tatum.
Didn't you say Tatum
Already
before?
said Tatum.
Yeah.
Already said
No, I
Tatum.
said.
You just
No,
said
because remember I took over his go, and then
Oh,
I
yeah. I
changed it
gave
to
you the point
Caris
for
LeVert.
Tatum. I gave you the point for Tatum. So have another guess
Oh.
then.
Okay. Pascal Siakam.
Pascal Siakam's correct.
Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson's also correct.
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's also correct.
Fred Van Vliet.
Fred Van Vliet is also correct. Where is he?
Trae Young.
Trae Young is also correct.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday is correct.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey is also correct. Well done.
My guy, I'm going to go Fox.
De'Aaron Fox is not correct.
But is he the highest scoring point on the team?
No.
Trailblazers, high scoring points, Anthony Simmons.
Correct.
Is Kings Keegan Murray?
It is.
47.
Bang on. That's 3 points for Trey.
Damn. Up next is myself. I'm going to go with Jar Morant.
Yep. Where is he?
Where am I? I'm going to go with another Memphis Grizzly, Desmond Bane.
Incorrect.
Oh, what?
Oh. Incorrect. Highest on the Raptors, can I go Scotty Barnes?
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
There's still quite a few 50-point games out there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Paolo Banchero for the Magic.
Yeah, do you know how much?
42.
So it was 43.
Oh, that's tough.
That's still well done.
Has this guy had 50? Oh, Paul George?
No.
No.
I knew it. I should have
got Darius Garland?
No.
No?
Jamal Murray?
Yeah.
Jamal Murray at 50? Jesus. Oh, hey, Jed, was that your go just before?
Yep.
Jimmy Butler?
Yep.
Wow. Your point game of the regular season.
Highest on the Wizards, is it Kyle Kuzma?
No.
Jordan Poole?
He just gave him the answer. He just gave fucking hell.
Jordan Poole, yeah. Do you know how much?
Fuck, it has to be like 42.
No, 43.
Oh my God. Oh, there's unlucky.
The man who I can't wait to see in the playoffs, Julius Randle. Oh, wait, he's not even playing the playoffs.
Julius Randle. Yep.
50 burger. Holy. Is the highest on the Raptors RJ Barrett?
It is. How much?
41.
No, 46.
LaMelo Ball.
Well, the where are they? Oh, they're up there. The Hornets is incorrect.
Fuck.
Next highest. Wait, if so, let's say for example the Mavs, since Luke and thing got, is it the next the person can I get the person who's next up who didn't get 50?
No. So there's not. So if there's a player on the current team that's had 50, then I haven't done the like the other person. But for example. I just want to, you know, that Luka and Kyrie are still available.
Luka. Luka Doncic.
Kyrie.
Luka's been done.
When was Luka done?
I've been running down. I put a tick beside Luka.
Oh, well, I missed it.
Oh, yeah, Kyrie. I'll take my 3 point.
So what does that mean?
It's your turn, Jed.
Everyone else can have an extra point.
Did you say Kyrie Irving, Trey?
Yeah.
Oh, tough. Interesting. I didn't expect you to do that. Jesus Christ. I'm just looking at teams here. That's why I'm looking at this. Mikal Bridges.
Incorrect.
Fucking. Oh, I hate myself.
Probably Cam Thomas.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, it's crazy because you know you should have seen Cam Thomas, but you'd already seen DeMar, so you had to.
Zach LaVine.
Yeah, that's why I was like, fucking hell.
Cam Thomas.
Yeah, how much?
40. Eight.
No, 47.
One off every time.
DeJounte Murray?
No.
What else thinking about?
Pacers, is it Obi Toppin?
Siakam.
Oh, no, Pascal Siakam's on the team. Fuck, my bad. Never mind.
Eric Gordon.
I said Eric.
It's already been done.
CJ McCollum.
Mike Conley.
CJ McCollum from Trey.
Mike Brandon Conley. Ingram.
Brandon Ingram.
I said that first.
Zion Williamson.
Okay. So Brandon Ingram has not had a 50-point game.
What?
Has Mike Conley? Because I said that. Like.
Nah, hold on. So Brandon Ingram's got a bonus point next to him. So if he can guess his point, you get 2 points.
47.
41.
49.
Well, that's tough.
Mike Conley,
Russell?
No.
D'Angelo Russell?
No. D'Angelo Russell, yes.
Dip 50.
Would have been on the Nets, was it? What teams? Say the team. Just go through the teams.
Okay, Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Chris Middleton.
Oh, Nikola Vucevic?
No.
What's the next team?
Okay, there's still one player on the Milwaukee that you haven't said.
No way Bobby Porter says.
Beasley.
No. Brook Lopez.
Bonaton.
Okay, maybe you guys said it when I didn't hear it, but it's Dame.
Giannis. He said Dame.
Yeah, Dame.
When was Dame said?
Is
that when you guys were just firing at me and I wasn't listening? Okay,
no, Dame was said way earlier. I've got a tick beside it. Round about the same time, someone said Luka.
Okay, Miami Heat.
Ben O'Hara.
Okay, one at a time.
Tyler Hero.
No.
Duncan Robinson.
No.
I don't say Duncan Robinson.
Who is on the
Heat? I'll give you any more
clues.
Give him love. Okay.
Well, Kevin Love was on the team, actually.
And then the highest scorer for the Hornets.
Miles Bridges.
Ed Miles Bridges. How many?
He said Mikal Bridges.
He corrected himself.
Trey, show your stupid ass face.
46.
I'm going 48.
47.
Yeah, you're right. It's 45.
Oh, come on. Give us a point for that.
No. Okay.
I was one off like 8 times. And then...
Okay. T-Wolves.
Yeah.
I said that.
T-Wolves has been set.
Oh, is it Kyle Anderson?
No.
Oh, Naz Reid.
McDaniels.
No.
Naz Reid.
No.
Monte Morris.
No.
Gobert.
No.
Who's even on this team?
Andrew Wiggins.
DJ Warren.
Have you just Googled the team list?
No, I was about to pull up the Wolves because I had, but I just remembered because we were talking about TJ Warren before.
This guy fucking cheating.
Pull up the team list.
No, I was looking on the team list. What's that? I had the standings.
Okay. The Clippers.
Kawhi.
Whisperer.
No.
Harden.
James Harden.
Harden.
Nothing.
Harden.
Harden. Oh, damn.
Bro, how did no one say Harden? Yeah, what the fuck?
Phoenix.
Booker.
Bill.
Allen.
Oh, Bill. Grayson Allen.
Bill.
Oh, Bill was said earlier.
Yeah.
I see Bradley Beal.
Yeah, another one.
Okay. Okay, there's probably another one. There's probably another one here then that you guys have probably said on the Lakers.
Anthony Davis.
LeBron James.
By the way, Anthony Davis.
And then, okay, cool. So there's one more on the Grizzlies.
This one back.
Jackson Jr. Derrick Rose has been said.
Derrick Rose.
Marcus Smith.
Where the hell was...
Bro, you even gave me a bonus point. You gave me a bonus.
Yeah, Derrick Rose has said, like, I think probably in the first 20.
After Malachi Flynn.
Okay, so the highest scorer on Utah Jazz.
Markkanen.
Clarkson.
Colin Sexton.
Markkanen. How much, Trey?
47.
49.
That was against the Thunder recently. Both.
The highest score on the Spurs.
Wembanyama.
No.
Vassell.
Oh. No.
Trey Jones.
Calvin Johnson.
No.
Sosham.
No.
Oh, is it Collins?
No.
Yeah. Mikhail, that Mahamu Mamadou, whatever his name is.
Bro, who else? CeeDee Osman?
He's been around a little bit.
Oh, Doug McDermott.
Doug McDermott, fucking
no.
Oh, what?
Bro.
Been around a little bit. On the Spurs, not CeeDee Osman.
Point guard.
Point guard?
Had a game winner the other day.
I just said him.
Oh, Devontae Graham.
Devontae Graham.
I just said him just then.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, no. I said him straight up to say Trey Jones. I said Devontae Graham. Bro,
okay,
Pete. Tapes.
Okay, out of you and Trey, then guess the score. Whoever gets a bonus point. Go on.
44.
48.
Okay, it's 45.
Damn.
Okay, and then Portland Trailblazers.
DeAndre Ayton?
Shaden Sharp. Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy Grant.
I just said Jeremy Grant.
See, look, this is the problem, you guys. You scream it at the same time. We can't hear what word you're saying.
Jeremy Grant was the first person I said.
Okay, Trey and Jed, have a go.
Okay, it is 40...
49.
Boom, 49, Trey.
But I didn't get to finish. 49.
I don't care if you get to finish. Trey said it first. Right, and then there's one last one on the Grizzlies who hasn't had a 50-point game. His name's already been said. How many
Jaren Jackson Jr.
He had 45 or 44.
Desmond Bane, how many points did you have?
Oh, 49.
47.
49 is correct.
What? There's been people on the Grizzlies who have had a 51 game.
Yeah, but I just wanted to do Desmond Bane for fun.
Okay. Well, that's, that doesn't seem friendly.
Is it because he's got T-Rex arms?
Bro, he's jacked.
Okay. And the scores have been tallied.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you right now. You all know how to scream. And you raise your voice unacceptably. I don't know how anyone deals with you guys on a day-to-day basis. But the scores are 24, 25, and 26.
Oh, God.
Damn, it's tough. I know I lost.
Panache had 24.
Damn, tough.
What?
It's because Trey got so many points a second time for the same players that have already been said that he then ticked off.
No way.
Trey has 25 and Jed has 26.
I am the greatest. I am the greatest to ever live.
There was a few more bonus points won by Jed than there was by the other two. But I would say Panache probably had the most guesses, but Jed's bonus points did get him over the line.
Mm. Yeah, that basically got flaky answers, bro. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but did you win? Yeah.
All you did was score in sixes, bro. No consistency. I was consistent.
Yeah, but like if you're playing cricket and you hit like only sixes and no... Don't do much running. No. I think you still win the game.
Hey, like, quantity over quality. Quantity over quality every day of the week.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like...
Quality over quantity.
Nah, other way, bro, because I got more answers than them. He just had the quality ones that got a bonus points. It's quantity all day, baby.
Yeah, like, let me see it in the playoffs.
Hey.
Speaking of which, man, it's playoffs start this Saturday, bro. Shout out.
Yeah. It was, to be fair, interesting, very interesting podcast without yourself. We got a little bit off topic at points, and I think we made some bold claims. And I think, randomly enough, most of the picks that we made were based on who we were, who we personally wanted to go through to the next round, not who we thought was a better team. So we are going to welcome you back fully in our next podcast to bring some intelligence back to the team.
Hey, only intelligence I need. Did you guys pick who you guys think is going to win it all, or no?
No, we just Celtics aren't making it out of the first round. That's what we said.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
We decided we hated the Celtics more than Phoenix, and that was quite a big part in the podcast.
I can't wait to hear this. This should be good.
Yeah. And it's good. But, overall, good podcast. Welcome back to the fold. I suppose you've missed not even a full podcast, so it's kind of... Shows your dedication to the team. I guess that'll wrap us up for today. Thanks everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. We're gonna run it back tomorrow.
Wish I'll see you tomorrow, man.
Yep. Easy. Oh well. That's that's the Dunk Dynasty podcast over and out. Lada bowl.
Lada.